Our Honest Life is a minimally edited, slice-of-life podcast that may contain vulgar language, adult themes, and sexually graphic content. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Our Honest Life. It's so honest.
Honesty.
I'm Church.
I'm Mercy.
We have two children. We have, like, mini Church and mini Mercy.
Yep. They're, like, weird amalgamations of us both. It's weird.
People soup. We made some soup. We threw our ingredients together.
You know when a caterpillar turns into a chrysalis, or encases itself in a chrysalis, it actually dissolves into a goo that then reforms into a butterfly. It's amazing. But that's not about children.
No.
Because that didn't really happen.
Well, it really happened. No, that's not what happened. I hope that's not how you had children.
There is some goo. There was some goo involved.
There is. I'm watching that cat out of the corner of my eye. Our cat is on a table.
Oh,
and
he's
not
supposed to be there.
He's not supposed to be there. And he's a jerk cat. Yeah, there. He's put his paw in a cup he found, and he's trying to push it off the table.
No, he's pulling it, because he's a dick.
Well, he's pulling it this time. He's going to push it in a moment. Yeah, there. Oh, there he goes. Yeah, he looked right at us and then did it. Cats are assholes, ladies and gentlemen. But if you're listening to this, you're probably not a gentleman. You might be a lady. Chew on that. And when people say chew on that, do they actually expect you to chew something? Mercy just had to run away to throw the cat in the basement and lock the door on him. The cat has been successfully secured in the basement. Welcome back, Mercy.
Thank you. Thank you for entertaining the audience
while I
was gone.
I asked them to chew on that.
Chew the fat?
I don't know.
Chew on that fat.
Chew those knowledge bombs of events that happened in our house.
Yes. Yeah. So why were you bringing up kids? Just were you like looking at a picture of the kids? Or did you have a story?
There's like 12 pictures of the children behind you. Well, and Oyster smiling.
There's 11 pictures of our family and one picture of Paul Rudd from the Celery Man skit.
Yeah, from Tim and Eric. Awesome show. Yeah, Paul Rudd was on and he did a weird skit called Celery Man where he watches computer simulated versions of himself dance, and one of them's called Oyster. And Oyster's like bad boy version of him, but it's so not a bad boy.
He's wearing a toque.
And at one point, Paul Rudd says, "Computer, give me a printout of Oyster smiling." And very briefly on screen is this really awkward picture of Paul Rudd barely smiling.
It's like a grimace.
Yeah, it's a smirk. And anyways. We managed to find a picture of it. It's a grainy picture. We printed it off and we slipped it in this collage display of family photos on our wall just to see if anyone would notice.
How long did it take?
Not long. Someone noticed it almost right away. And I think every now and then when we have guests over, every other guest seems to catch it. Except for, I will say this, actual members of our extended family. They never catch it.
That's because they're not looking at the pictures on our wall.
No, they don't want to.
They don't care. No. Like, I can see you right now.
It's like, oh, you assholes. Again.
Our friends just got pictures taken. Our friends are always getting family photos taken. Like every 6 months, they get a full set of family photos.
No, I think it's once a year.
Once a year
now? I think
now?
They have a yearly.
For a while.
Oh, that was
like
earlier on when
time.
Their kids were really young. But now I think they have an annual, like, photo segment with this photographer friend that they have. What's your point? Huh, Mercy? Huh?
Some people take a lot of family pictures, and I just think that is...
Woo!
I don't have the emotional or physical energy to plan or maintain that. We have pictures on our wall of us from last Christmas, and frankly, those pictures might stay up until several Christmases from now. Like, our kids will be 16, and we'll still have those pictures, and they'll be like, why do you have 10-year-old pictures on the wall?
The only thing I dislike about those pictures, it's just myself because I'm critical of myself, but it was taken at Christmas time, and I'm always my fattest at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. We were
it's
Christmas
fattest,
fat.
It's fattest me. No, you look fine. I look, Christmas fat. That's what we call it.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Church? Ooh, you got Christmas fat.
My brother-in-law gets Christmas fat, like a lot. He has lots of different holiday fats. My sister's.
Do we just call that fat then?
He kind of goes in between where it's always around a holiday, but
Easter
if you famine, see him,
he's just,
yeah, if you see him any other time of the year, like if I were to go see him now, he would probably be a lot thinner. But if I see him at Thanksgiving, he's going to be a lot bigger. It's like he's...
Don't you need to have the holiday before you get fatter?
No, I think somehow people... Sometimes people just get excited for it and they start eating more.
Mm.
Like Halloween, because Halloween candy's hitting the stores already.
Well, I figure Christmas church is a direct result of Halloween church. So.
Oh, it's like a combination. It's Thanksgiving and Halloween church, plus it's getting colder, so I started making Sunday dinners and lots of carby
this,
things.
This church ain't much for Thanksgiving.
How could you not love Thanksgiving? I would eat I would eat a full Thanksgiving dinner every single day.
Nah.
Every day.
Eh, I'd eat like, just like I do at actual Thanksgiving dinners, I eat like a third. I guess I take a lot, but like I'll force myself to eat a bunch of the dishes because so many other people always prepare them. It's like, you know, kind of like that family potluck, you know, this aunt made these three and, you know, this aunt made these two.
So I try to take a little bit of everything.
But there are some things I just can't. Those weird types of salads, noodles and
Your
nuts.
Family loves the noodle salad where it's vinegar dressing noodle salad with beans.
Like, it's okay. It's not my thing. I know some people love it. I am not that person.
I like a basic spread. I like the meat. I like mash. Some mashed potatoes with a good turkey gravy, some corn, and a bun.
Hey, remember when your nickname was Turkey Gravy for a while?
I've had a lot of nicknames. Usually they're sexually based.
What's with that vaginal discharge? Well, we call that turkey gravy.
It's my lady gravy.
It comes with giblets.
Why don't you make a baby with my lady baby gravy?
All right, so far we have no topics, nothing pertinent to discuss. I don't even know what we're talking about.
We are talking about the wonderful deliciousness that is holiday dinners.
I don't think we were. I think we were talking about different types of fat, and I don't even know how we got on that.
Oh,
holiday fat, pictures on our walls. Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd is on our collage. So, coming back now. Coming back to the start of the show, because we didn't really start with anything. We just started talking about children and how they were some sort of soup from two other people.
Oh, and then the cat was
Throw
an
it
asshole.
In your pot.
Okay.
You've got the base or the stock, and I've got...
What are you
talking
about?
I got flavor for the pot. I don't know. Making people in the soup. Nobody knows.
Wow. What?
Oh.
I just had like a disassociative episode listening to you. I have no idea
In this episode,
where I am.
Mercy has a disassociative episode.
The disassociative episode. Oh, that one.
Oh, that one's no good. Skip that one.
I hate when I get disassociative in the bathroom upstairs, and I'm just like, where the fuck? This bathroom is the only thing that exists, and I have always existed in it.
Just turn to the left, and the wall just stretches forever.
Oh, man.
No. Do you have any goals in life?
To have a cottage and a garden.
Cottage and a garden. See, you can have gardens here, and you had a garden for a while. We rented a plot, and... So I don't know about these goals. I think you had that goal. Plus, we have access to a cabin all the time.
But
so.
It's not my cabin, and I can't really putter around and like hammer things in there.
What? You just want a place to hammer things?
I just want to be like, I'm just going to build shit. I'm just
I don't
want
to go to your
here.
Cabin. Your cabin doesn't sound relaxing. I'm going to wake up to
you
the sound
to
of hammering
shit.
All the time. No, I'm trying to relax. There's going to be hammering going on.
No, there's
sawing.
No hammering in the morning. Hammering doesn't get started till 3 in the afternoon.
Mm, 3 in the afternoon. I'm reading a book. The hammering. Your cabin sucks.
Go read a book on the beach.
I'm going to. I'm going to leave you
Good.
At the cabin.
That's what
go
I want.
Go down to the beach. I'll wear my sunglasses. And I'll either, like, actually be asleep. No, probably not. So that's your goal, huh? A garden and a cottage?
Jesus, you really caught me off guard. I have a lot of goals, but, you know, that's just the one that I was thinking about most recently. I don't know, publish, like, several books. Get a job that pays me money. You know, that's kind of...
One of them jobs,
I like
but this time one's with money.
I like those I like those jobs where they give you money. It's good. It's good to have those.
I'll do this job, but only for a money.
Like,
all right, have your money.
Like, I accomplished a goal recently, which was a goal I've had since I was very young, to learn how to juggle, and I just decided to do that. So I accomplished that goal, so I mean, I'm riding that high for like a good another like couple months.
You think small goals are better than bigger goals?
I think you should have a few big goals and a lot of small goals that are doable to like just keep going.
I've lived most of my life without any goals.
But you're so good at planning. I always assumed you had goals because you just know shit.
Oh,
But, like, I don't know, what's a goal that you have now? Or do you have goals?
Like, I think one day I'd like to live in a house where I don't have an entire fridge covered in magnet letters.
I can take those off the fridge. They don't use them.
Well, I said one day.
I hope. No, the
Who
fridge
doesn't use it? The
is
fridge? The fridges don't use the magnets?
The fridge could give a shit.
Yeah.
The fridge doesn't give a flying fuck if it is covered in magnets.
I don't know. I'm looking at that fridge. It looks a little mean. It looks mad. It looks mad that it's been covered in a shitty disarray of magnets for, like, the last, like, many years.
What? Like, every couple months, I clean it off.
I think, you know, every now and then when the fridge door just goes flying out to the side when you release it for a second, when you reach for, like, the milk or something, and it just goes crazy swinging for the side. It's trying, physically, to knock those magnets off.
For a while, that was all the cat did. Just push shit off the fridge.
Oh, yeah, we had to lock that cat in the basement a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Did you hear him yelling? He was like, meow! Oh. Meow, guys!
Yeah, he's just a little, like, jerky teenager cat we live with now.
He is. He's got such attitude.
He's like your friend, but he's aloof, and he just goes and does dick things all the time just to see what will happen.
He's like our shitty teenage stepson, where we're not his real parents, and he doesn't really have to listen to us, but he kind of does.
If you want to live here, you're going to listen. You want to eat my food?
I don't even like your food.
Yeah, sure eats a lot of it.
He is really a cat who likes to eat. He's always eating. He wakes me up at 5 in the morning so I can watch him eat breakfast. He's such a dick. He'll sit on the... He'll for a while, when our computer was in sleep mode, he would purposely jump up onto the desk in our room and he would turn the computer on repeatedly. Because he knew that if he sat on the keyboard or pushed the mouse, it turned it on. And he would do that and I would put it to sleep and he would immediately go back and do it. And this would continue until I took him downstairs, like physically carried him downstairs and put him in the kitchen. And then he would just eat and look at me. I was like, fuck you. You could do this on your own. It's like when the kids are like, you got to come upstairs to go to the bathroom with me because I'm scared of our upstairs. The upstairs part of our house, the part I'm in quite a bit, it's scary. I remember being scared of the upstairs. But, you know, that's enough of me mumbling for 20 minutes.
I'm going to close my mouth now. So, the word midget is offensive, right?
I'm not sure, honestly.
Oh, well, that's sort of my problem. I think it is, but so many terms are offensive, apparently, now. I have trouble keeping track of them, and, like, I try to find, when I'm speaking now, as few definitive descriptors as I possibly can. I speak in such general, loose terms now. Shorter people. One short guy.
The problem with...
Regular-sized guy.
The problem with...
A person.
With
sorry,
terminology.
Not even guy. You gotta be worried about that one, yeah.
I just say they. They're...
How many theys are there?
I say they all the
they
time.
They singular is the worst.
No, they singular is absolutely fine. I have no problem with it. And it is used often. And people just get a bug up their butt about it.
Yeah, it sucks. Are you talking about one person or 20?
My cousin came into the city, and they went to... This store.
They're at the door. No, there's one person at the door.
When you use they as a singular pronoun, it is already established who you were talking about. You don't just go up to someone and say they. First, you have to establish who you're talking about. You have to establish the party, and then it is just
How you start any good adventure game. You have to establish the party.
You do. And you have to make sure that the party, like, really knows why they're doing what they're doing. Like,
sometimes,
why they
yes,
would?
Sometimes, no. We've had games where people have these rich, fleshed-out backgrounds, and then we played games where it's like, look, you're all in an inn, and you're all adventurers, and this is going to happen. And everyone's just fine with it.
Both are good.
It depends.
But the game where we didn't know what was going on, that was good because that was part of the mystery.
Well, what game is that?
Well, I can't get into too many specifics.
The game we had where people didn't know...
We didn't know who we were. We all found ourselves sitting at a table at an inn, and we had no recollection of who we were or why we were there, and we had to figure it out. It was a good game.
Who ran that one?
You did.
Oh.
Did
I make this one up?
So who's ran a game for our group in the past, like, 5 years? You... And me once.
Is that it?
That's it. And everyone talks about making another game. And I have games, but I don't want to run one because everyone after I ran one was like, hey, I got an idea too. And I was like, that's great.
You emboldened them.
But they didn't do anything with it. And they're not actually stepping forward. Well,
they all wanted you. I think you inspired them, the rest of our group, and they wanted to try it, but they weren't ready yet. So they were like, give us one more in between. So I think the idea is that I am not running the next one. This conversation is not interesting to anyone but us.
Lots of people roleplay.
This part might need to go.
No, no.
Lots of people do roleplay, but they don't roleplay with us and who's going to run their game next. I mean, I guess that's a question.
Look, this is just the honest part of the podcast.
Well, this is an honest question for anyone who roleplays. Is it usually run by the same person?
That's a good question, yeah. Does the same person always act as dungeon master or game master? Or does it switch up? And if it does switch up...
If it switches up.
Does it switch up regularly?
Wow. You insulted whatever that group is.
Well, no, I was putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable, sure. Like that Gwyneth Paltrow movie about air hostesses.
Nobody saw that movie, but everybody saw that commercial or trailer because they had Mike Myers, so they just featured him. Gaming groups.
Yeah.
Yeah, do they have a regular person? So I have another group as well that I play with, and at that group, it seems to alternate between somebody else and then me, and then somebody else and then me. That seems to be how it goes. Someone else will give it a shot. I think so far we've had one or two. Yeah, two of the others have stepped up twice, actually.
I kind of would like to find an outside gaming group that's all, like, women, just because I've never played with a group.
Oh,
with
but,
other women.
But in every male's mind, that can't work because you'd all get together and someone would say something funny and then one of you would tickle the other one and then it like, and then there's like a sexy pillow fight breaks out. It's like every sleepover we've ever envisioned in our minds.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of
like eating banana splits and just bowls of whipped topping, driving and getting a bucket of fried chicken at like midnight. Something my mom used to call hooker cruise. This is, whenever we would have sleepover parties at like 12 o'clock, my mom would come into the basement or wherever we were and she'd be like, who wants to go on a hooker cruise? And thinking about this now, that's just kind of like really messed up.
Is it? Well, did you have friends who would say things similar like that and go off and do things?
Like it was 50-50. A lot of my friends were super religious and came from really strict, like Ukrainian or Polish backgrounds, and they were super sheltered, and their parents were a lot older, and they never let them do anything like listen to rock music, or like the
radio. So would they want to listen to rock music?
Yeah. So well, they would always so want to do it.
It's the same thing.
They right? kind of weren't. Well, some of them were shy about it.
Yeah. Did they come over and they were all like, "Can I like listen to your like"? Oh God, rock and roll music. What the hell's rock? I don't know. Pearl Jam at that time? Can I listen to your Pearl Jam album? Throw on that Stone Temple Pilots. You hear that sexy Scott Whelan sound.
Oh, all my friends are obsessed with Hanson. We had a lot of Hanson, sleepover parties.
That's where this went. Hanson.
And then like the Moffats, which was weird.
You said rock, right?
Mm-bop.
Yeah. 11-year-old singing mm-bop.
But, damn it, what was I talking about before?
Does anyone even sing that high? How do you say
it?
Oh, yeah. Like every time, the first time we all saw that video, a bunch of dudes, we couldn't figure out if the middle kid was a guy or a girl. And all the guys were like kind of hoping it was a girl. And then we all found out it was a dude and we're like, damn.
Whereas I was like, that girl is so pretty. And then I found out that it was not actually a woman or a girl. And I was like, well, shit. Whatever. Dude, like, I kind of had a similar reaction to a lot of guys.
So guys can't seem too much like a lady for you. But you like ladies.
I like the girls with, like, a little bit more masculine features.
Hairy knuckles. Testosterone. It's just a symptom of testosterone. And if you have more testosterone, you have more, like, body hair, right?
There's lots of women with PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome,
yeah.
And they'd get a lot of facial hair.
So look,
and
scientifically,
hair.
When I say hairy knuckles and you're saying, you know, male characteristics, that is a male characteristic, but it's one that I jokingly throw up because it's not attractive. It's just to make a joke. It's not. It's not meant. Knuckles. It's not meant to offend anyone, except for those that have offended.
I do like body hair, though.
Where don't you like body hair?
When it's like one random hair sticking out of places.
Well, like when you go down on me, sometimes you get that one hair.
What is with mystery hair?
There's always a magic hair somehow stuck to my penis, and you find it every time.
How long have we been together?
And it's the best. Is like I will
17 years.
It might be more, but like I'll go and clean on purpose beforehand. Sometimes when I know that might happen, and like you'll still be like, I got a hair. I'm like, come on.
It's great because if you wash and then you put your underpants on, it's usually like fuzz from underpants or something. But then if you wash and you don't put your underpants back on, you just come straight at me and you're just swinging in the breeze. That sounds like unattractive, but it's not. The situation is very sexy, I assure you.
Yeah.
But if you walk towards me, if like you come to me and you haven't been wearing underpants, then it's always like a random cat hair that's floating through the air and just lands on your foreskin.
Yeah, and then that goes in your mouth.
I don't hit.
With my penis. And then you like start coughing and I'm like, are you gagging on my massive manhood? And you're like, no, there's a hair.
Mystery hair.
Mm-hmm. Mystery sometimes date. When I can't remember if we've had sex the night before or not, a giveaway is that my underwear is on inside out.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Just take it off in the middle of the night and then you find it somewhere hidden in the sheets and you just, you know, you put it back on and sometimes you wake up and, yeah, that's on backwards.
I love black hole underwear where you set it like beside yourself and then it disappears into a black hole sex.
It vanishes. Like, where did it's like, it go? I put it right next to me by the pillow. Where did it go? How kinky did we get? And as best as I can recall, I just laid atop you and then like, you know, just grunted a couple times.
The best is then when we turn the light on because we can't find our underpants, like nothing. And we like legitimately strip the bed and move everything and they're just gone. They're gone. They never existed on that plane. They're not under the bed. They're not beside the bed. They're not under pillows or like jammed in the bottom of the sheets. And then I'll find them like a week later, like across the floor. I'm like, what? How did that happen? Hey, remember when we were falling asleep that one night after we were like super high and you reached around me and you were holding my hand and I forgot where we were. And then I felt your hand holding mine and you had been holding it for a good couple minutes and I got really freaked out because I didn't know what was holding my hand.
Yeah, I could tell you were really freaked out. Your whole body like tensed and changed and I could tell you were scared shitless. And like, and I knew in my head, I was like, she's grabbing my hand all the way over on the other side of the bed. She's forgetting that she's laying across my arm and that is my hand. And she is freaking out because she has found a hand and she doesn't know where it's coming from. And it happens to be kind of outside the blanket. You were feeling my hand through the blanket. Yeah. And I figured this all out. And I was like, it's my hand, you dummy. And you were like, oh my God.
It took me so long. And I just, it was like time stopped. And I just remember just squeezing this thing that felt like just bone and skin through a blanket, but I didn't know what the blanket was over or like how much blanket I had or if something was grabbing me or I was grabbing it. And I was half asleep prior to that, and it just felt like my whole body was floating. And the only thing I could feel, and I couldn't tell where I was spatially, so all the thing, I'm just imagining my hand over the side of the bed and something grabbing it. I was so scared for a good several seconds.
I applaud myself in that moment and put myself down because one, I called you dummy, but two, but I meant it in a joking, endearing way because you were freaking yourself out and I was like, you forgot where my hand is.
It was pretty funny.
But I applaud myself. I'm like, oh, I know her so well. I know she's freaked out because she's got my hand and she forgot about it. And I'm going to just let her know, it's okay, it's just my hand.
It's like when a dog farts and scares itself.
Well, kind of.
Or like the cat touches its nose with its own tail, and it's just terrified.
Here's another way to test how strong our marriage is. What's one of my favorite movies that you ruined?
Black Hole.
You win.
It was one of the first movies that you ever really shared with me as like one of your favorites. And I was so...
Disney's The Black Hole from like 1979. Trying to cash in on that sweet Star Wars money.
I can't help that I love cinema magic and how practical effects are pulled off, and I am always searching for how a practical effect is done. And I just couldn't figure out the robots moving around until I saw the wires. And then I shared that with you, totally thinking you were aware.
There's the wires. I can see them on the floating robots. Isn't that great? There they are.
And I'm like, where, Mercy? And you're like,
right here.
You got up and pointed at the TV.
Right here, seeing the wires?
I was like, oh, yeah, I can see the wires. Oh. And then all I could see was the wires in every shot. And I've watched this movie a million times and somehow never seen the wires. Oh, thanks, Mercy. And then that's like all I can see when I watch it now. And it makes it look so cheap. And it used to look so great.
Maybe someone will come up with a special edition where they digitally erase the wires.
Oh, no, you have to have fans of a property for someone to want to spend money on it again. Even though they do talk about making another black hole movie every now and then, that's been put on the back burner for 7 years.
I think the only way I could make this up to you is if I, like, learned how to digitally edit photos and video, I just removed the wires myself.
Well, I suppose I'd, yeah. Or you just give me another blowjob tonight and cough on another weird random hair.
My period started, so it's either blowjob or anal sex.
Oh, God.
This is a high note to end on. Good night.
Oh. Well, yeah, I'm going to leave too, but I'm going to sleep on the couch.
Thanks for listening. This has been Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy. If you'd like to know more about us or have any questions or comments, you can find us on Twitter at OurHonestPod or contact us through email at OurHonestLife@gmail.com. Thanks again.